I'm glad to know that he loves us. I'm glad to know that he died for us. I'm glad to know that he forgives us. Amen. And I'm glad to know that when I'm out there in the wilderness, there's somebody that's going to come looking for me. You think about that. Luke chapter 15, verse 1. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. In other words, that word right there, receiveth, it means that he's friendly with sinners. Aren't you glad? And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. Glory to God. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's under the sound of my voice right now, God. And I pray, God, you would speak to hearts. God, I pray, God, you would just uplift somebody today. God, help somebody to realize, Lord, if they're in the wilderness, God, Lord, you are looking for them. God, have your way right now. If there's one that's lost, God, help them to realize that today's the day of salvation, God. Lord, if there's one that's in a backslid state, God, help them to realize that this is the place that they need to be this morning. Have your way, and whatever's done, we'll lift up Jesus. We love you. Amen. You may be seated. I think it was last Sunday morning when we sang, Abby came up and sang that song, One Little Lost Lamb, and that thing's been on my mind, and I guess that's where God kind of led me to this message today. But Jesus has put a value on each and every one of us. You think about that now. I wonder what the value of was this one little lost lamb that he had and that the shepherd went out to find. I wonder what your value is this morning. Think about that. Your value ain't got nothing to do how much you're worth. Amen. Your value has got to do with who you belong to. Amen. Amen. And Jesus has placed a value on each and every one of us. How much does Jesus love me? He loves me to death. Amen. That's the value that Jesus... If you're here this morning and you're not saved, I want you to understand something. Jesus has placed a value on you. You say, well, I'm not a Christian. I don't serve him. But go ahead and tell you something. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You might not be a Christian. You might be here this morning and die and go to hell. But Jesus put a value on your soul just like he did my soul. And he died for you the same way he died for me. I'm telling you right now, there's a value on every person walking the earth today. There's a value on Donald Trump at the White House. There's a value on the drunk laying in the ditch somewhere. There's a value on the drug addict. There's a value on the kings. But you understand something, that your value is the same as them. Jesus died for you. Jesus loves you. And Jesus came looking for you. Let's look at the compassion of the shepherd. The Bible talks about in verse 4, What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? No, I want you to see something right here. It says, go after till he finds it. The Bible don't say how long that sheep was lost, Brother Ralph. The Bible don't say how far that sheep had wandered. The Bible just says that the shepherd left a 99. He said, I'm going till I find it. I'm not coming back home till I find Melvin Jewett. I'm not coming back home till I find Cody. I'm not coming back home till I find Skip. I'm not coming back home till I find Robert. Glory to God, the compassion of the shepherd. He loved us enough to say, I'm going all the way. I don't know about y'all, but I feel pretty good. The compassion of the shepherd. He didn't wait. Notice something. He didn't wait for it to come back. He went and got it. Amen. Aren't you glad when you got out of his will? He didn't wait for you to come back. He went and found you. He went and found you in the barroom. He went and found you in the ditch. He went and found you in the drug house. He went and found you sleeping around. He went and found you right where you were. And he picked you up and brought you back. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he loves us. I wonder how long, I think about Kevin as I was studying this, I wonder how long it took for the sheep to realize he was lost. Now, I'm gonna get to something in just a little bit. And I don't want to say this in the wrong way, but I want you to understand, sheep are dumb. That's why the Bible compares us to sheep. Amen? Because sheep are dumb. And I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, but I wonder how long it took this sheep to realize he was lost. It didn't happen overnight. Now let's look at the risk of the shepherd. We got the compassion. Let's look at the risk of the shepherd. He left 99 to go into the wilderness. At that time in Israel, there were bears, there were leopards, there were lions, there were wild boars, there were foxes, there were jackals. There was a real danger to the shepherd. Now I'm gonna read you something from Adam Clark's commentary to just kind of tell you what was going on and how dumb those sheep really are. No creature strays more easily than a sheep. None is more heedless and none so incapable of finding its way back to the flock. When once gone astray, it will bleat for the flock and still run in the opposite direction to a place where the flock is not. He said, I've often noticed no creature is more defenseless than a sheep and more exposed to be devoured by dogs and wild beasts. Even the fowls of the air seek for their destruction. He said, I have known ravens to attempt to destroy lambs by picking out their eyes when they have succeeded. The creature does not even see where it's going and soon falls prey to other destroyers. Jesus went out among all these things that could kill that sheep. The shepherd went out among the jackals. The shepherd went out among the bears. The shepherd went out among the dogs and the wild beasts just so he could find that sheep that was so dumb that he couldn't get back. That was me. That was me. I'm the one that walked away. I'm the one that got out of his will. I'm the one that strayed away. I'm the one that didn't realize how far I had gone until the shepherd came and found me. Amen. I'm the one that didn't realize how far skipped that I had been down in the valley until the shepherd came and rescued me. I'm the one that the shepherd had to risk his life just to go out and find me. You are too. You are too. But he found it. He found it. Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. He knew right where it was to start with. Amen. It's like the prodigal son. I believe the father knew exactly where the prodigal son was the whole time, David. There ain't no way you can convince me, no, because I got a God that sits high on the throne. Amen. He knows exactly where I'm at. The Bible says he knows that the very hairs of our head are numbered. If he knows all that, he knows where you're at right now. The joy of the shepherd. When he finds it, he rejoices. Bible says in Luke chapter 15, verse 5, and when he found it, he laid it on his shoulders and rejoiced. I want you to see something right here. And I had to send this to a friend of mine yesterday. He never rebuked it. He didn't come down and find that lamb and say, well, it's about time I found you, you stupid idiot. See, that's what we would do. Oh, see, here's what we say, Brother Donald. Oh, they getting exactly what they deserve. Don't act like you ain't never said it. Don't get all holy on me either. I've said it. Amen. I've said it. You get exactly, but you never notice. Notice that nowhere in this passage of scripture where he rebukes the sheep, he don't shame the sheep, he don't punish the sheep. God is not mad that you got out. God is happy that you got back in. Yeah. Amen. Somebody ought to shout right there. Amen. Understands that he never rebuked the sheep. He celebrates with it. And don't you notice something else? I saw this for the first time. The rejoicing don't take place until he lifts that little lamb up and places it on his shoulders. He made sure it was in a safe place. He made sure it was somewhere that nothing could harm it from here on out. He made sure that nothing was going to get to it. He reached down, took that little lamb, placed it on his shoulders, and carried it all the way back to the fold. Amen. Aren't you glad that he did that for you? God's not mad at you. God knows exactly where you're at. You understand that? God knows exactly where you're at. He wants you back. He sent me here this morning to tell you, I've been looking for you. I've been looking for you. And now he's found you. I'm going to stop right here and just... I told a friend of mine the other day, I said, you need to quit fighting the shepherd. He's trying to pick you up, trying to take you back, and you fighting and biting the whole way. Some of y'all need to understand something. Quit fighting the shepherd. He's here to save you. He's here to help you. He wants to help you. He loves you more than anything in the world. The Bible says that he picked him up, placed him on his shoulders, and that's when the rejoicing started. The care of the shepherd, verse 5. When he had found it, he laid it on his shoulders and rejoicing. He didn't drive it back to the fold. I was thinking about this. I was studying this. I grew up on a farm. We've had cows and hogs over the years, and we mostly had hogs, and we had an electric fence that they were in. Hogs, a hog is smart. They are. They'd get out, and Daddy would say, "All right, boys, go put them hogs back in the pen." And I'm telling you right now, I'd go over there with a stick. And I went over there with intention. I'm having to leave my house. I'm having to be out here in the dark. I'm having to go walk around this place with snakes and everything else out here. I'm having to, I would go out with intentions, Wes, on driving them back in the pen. I'm just telling you, I had a stick and I'd whack them. Y'all laugh. Some of y'all ain't never grew up on a farm. I'm just being honest. I'm telling you, I'd drive them back in, Tony. I'd be fussing and hollering and jumping up and down and having a fit. And we don't see Jesus doing that. Jesus picked that lamb up. And instead of driving it back, Benji, he carried it back. I just imagine this is kind of how the conversation went. As Jesus reaches down and takes that little lamb, places it on his shoulders, and that little lamb's head right over here, and that little lamb's so glad that he's been found. Amen. See, there ain't no telling how bad he was hurt. Ain't no telling what he had to go through. Ain't no telling how far he had run. Ain't no telling how far down he had gotten. That little lamb maybe starts licking him. And the shepherd says, I sure do love you. Them 99's all right, but I wanted to come find you. And I'm going to carry you all the way back home. You ain't going to have to worry about this no more. I don't know. It just in my mind, and I know sheep are dumb. I just in my mind, Brother Tony, I can kind of see as they get back to the fold, maybe that sheep just sitting around looking at those other sheep said, hey, you know how much he loved me? He left y'all and come and found me. I ain't never leaving again. If that sheep's last name was Larimore, he probably forgot that and left the next week. I wonder if his last name was Hunter, what would he have done? Or Lloyd? Or Harkey? But the shepherd would go back out. Find it again, amen. When you were at your weakest point, you listen to me. When you were at your weakest point, that's when Jesus found you. And that's when Jesus carried you And that's when Jesus loved you the most. When nobody else would love you, that's when Jesus loved you the most. That's the care of the shepherd. And then we've got to look at the celebration of the shepherd. He cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. Salvation is a personal thing. Let me tell you something. When you get saved, it's personal. When Melvin got saved, it was personal. It was between Melvin and Jesus. Amen. When Kevin got saved, it was personal. It was between Kevin and Jesus. When somebody come down to this altar and they get saved, it's personal, Jackie. It's a one-on-one conversation with the God of the universe, the shepherd that loved you enough to go and find you. But when you get up off of this altar and everybody finds out that you got saved, it stops being personal, then it's communal, amen. In other words, Jesus said, hey, I personally went out and found my sheep, but I want everybody to celebrate, amen. The Bible says there's more joy in heaven over one lost sinner that gets saved. I understand, when somebody gets saved, heaven cranks up. When somebody gets saved, the band cranks up. When somebody gets saved, the angels stand up and the angels start rejoicing. I mean, we come to God's house, somebody gets saved, we act like that's just normal. No, it ain't just normal. The great God of heaven just wrote down, took somebody's name, wrote it in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you sat there like a bump on a pickle. Amen. We don't smile. We don't raise our hand. I'm telling you right now, when somebody gets saved, we ought to have a fit. Amen. Amen. Somebody had a fit when you got saved, Brother Ed. Somebody had a fit when I got saved. If it's nobody else but the angels. The care of the shepherd, the joy of the shepherd, the celebration of the shepherd. I read this story. It's an old illustration. Story's told of a little boy who built a sailboat with his own hands. Fashioned it, cut it out, took scrap pieces of cloth and made the sails and had it built just right. And he wanted to make sure it would work, so he goes down and puts it in a lake. And the problem was, it worked too good. A breeze blew, and all of a sudden that little sailboat that he had built, the little sails caught that breeze and took off. And he couldn't keep up with it. And he lost his little sailboat. Weeks went by, and he was walking down the street, and in a secondhand store, he saw his sailboat. Somebody had found it, brought it to the little store, and sold it to the owner. He walks in and he tells the owner, he said, that's my boat. He walks over to the boat, Brother Skip, picks it up. He said, this is my boat. And he was going to walk out with it. The man said, hold on a minute. I bought that boat. And if you want that boat back, you're going to have to buy it from me. He said, but I ain't got no money. He said, well, you still going to have to buy it. So the little fella put the boat down, went home and worked for weeks raising money. When he finally got enough money, Brother Robert, he goes back to the store, walks in, pays the man for the boat, weeks over and picks up the boat. And they said, it was heard said as he was going out the door, you're twice mine. I built you and now I've paid for you. And I'll never let you go again. Jesus built you. You were his from creation. You understand that. The Bible says that all souls are mine, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Every one of us belong to God. Lost, saved, backslid, it doesn't matter. We all belong to God. But Jesus loved you enough not only to build you. He went to a cross and paid for you. Whether you accept, it's up to you. The one who came looking for one. Where are you at this morning? Are you saved? If something were to happen to you right now, do you know without a doubt that you could die and go to heaven? Not a doubt, not a doubt. If there's any kind of doubt in your mind whatsoever, you need to come to this altar. We got to understand something, folks. This is serious. I think we can shout it out over the shepherd coming and looking for us. Thank God for the shepherd that come and found me. I want you to bow your heads. Brother Robert, y'all come get a song.